episode of Currently Binging, the podcast about all things TV and movies. If you're listening for the first time, welcome. Make sure you hit that subscribe button on whatever platform you're listening to my voice on. Also, take a few extra seconds, rate, comment, all greatly appreciated. So yeah, if you are tuned in, then you know we are discussing Hawkeye, which was on Disney Plus. So I'm going to quickly let you know, as I like to do, that I am not the comic book expert. If you are coming to hear like an expert on comics breakdown of Hawkeye compared to like everything that goes on in the MCU, in the comics and all that, like, this is not it. I truly am just a lover of the movies and the TV shows. And so these will just be my opinions on the show, what I thought, what I loved, what I maybe didn't love. So there's that. Again, I'm not the expert, so I could get things wrong. Also, there will be spoilers, so if you don't want to get spoiled on anything related to the MCU, then you should not listen to this as well, because I've literally watched everything and I will most likely spoil it. Spider-Man included, although I don't see why I would talk about Spider-Man, but like, yeah, now that I say that out loud, I'm like, why would I even talk about Spider-Man for this? But, you know, just covering all my bases so that you guys know that there could be spoilers. Speaking of Spider-Man, which, make sure you go and check out that episode, which is the one right before this one. And then there will be one more episode after this episode to close out 2021. And then I will see you guys on the other side in 2022. Also, going to warn you that this is not going to be long. I know my episodes tend to be on the longer side, but these last two episodes of the year are going to be on the shorter side, just to like wrap things up, be succinct, and, you know, enjoy this holiday season myself. So yes, Hawkeye. This is definitely an interesting show. I think there was more like news around the show than there was about the actual show. A lot of it I did not read. I really only saw the headlines, some of it I did read, but I saw a lot of headlines around this being like the lowest viewed show that has released on Disney Plus this year, like from Marvel, because we've had Loki, we have had WandaVision, we've had Falcon and Winter Soldier. Yeah, we've had three shows. I've talked about all three. You can go and check those out if you haven't. But of all the ones I've dropped, apparently this had the lowest viewings, and the lowest viewings for like the premiere, and then also week over week. You guys know I love numbers, but I don't have those numbers in front of me, so I couldn't even tell you. But that was a lot of what the articles were saying about Hawkeye. Also, there was controversy because this is taking place around Christmas, and apparently in the comics, and do not quote me on this because I could be saying this wrong, but when this, or whatever this is related to in the actual comics, had to do with, it wasn't based around Christmas, which, like, you know, what we are today, like, usually it's like happy holidays, or you don't say anything. We try not to distinctly say Christmas because we don't know what people celebrate. And so a lot of people were upset because this was essentially being promoted as a Christmas show, and kind of, they thought, ignoring the Jewish community. Again, I could be getting that wrong. I literally read the headlines, didn't read all the articles, but I'm pretty sure that's where some of the backlash was coming from as far as how this was being promoted. So there was concern around if people should watch this, because this technically shouldn't be promoted as, Disney shouldn't be promoting this as a Christmas show, and they are negating like actual groups of people, of viewership, who would watch this because it is being promoted as a Christmas show. I'm gonna say, for me personally, when I saw Hawkeye was dropping, I actually, anything related to like the MCU in general, I just don't think of them as holiday movies. I knew this was dropping in December, but to me, it never really seemed, and again, you guys know I don't really watch trailers. I've kind of been very removed from watching trailers and like reading articles leading up to either a show premiering or a movie premiering, just because I feel like more and more it's just, people are just throwing out things that kind of spoil it for you, as far as like from the viewer's point of view of just watching something and not knowing what's coming up and genuinely being surprised. So I've kind of been removed from a lot of that. And I just did not know that this had anything to do with Christmas until I watched the first episode. And I was like, oh, this is taking place like around Christmas time. So, I mean, I guess that makes sense. But I can see both sides of it. You guys know I can see both sides of anything because that's just how I approach things. I'm kind of a reasonable person. And I'm not gonna, like, I just can't do the extremes of things. So I can see both sides. But me going into this genuinely, even coming out of it, was not a holiday movie for me. It's just a movie that just happened to take place around Christmas. And that's just how it played out for me. So there was that. There was all those things that were happening outside the actual show, but I didn't really see a lot of chatter about the actual show as far as, like, are people enjoying the show? Any of that. I did start to see after the finale. So this, of course, is on Disney Plus, and we know that they like to drop week to week, especially like the Marvel content gets dropped week to week. So usually the premiere is 2 episodes. And then everything else drops a week later. There were 6 episodes for this. So it was actually a pretty short season, which you guys know I love. And I think it's probably parallel with The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, because I believe that was 6 episodes as well. I want to say WandaVision was like 9, maybe 10 episodes. I feel like that season seemed a little bit longer. And then Loki, I think was like 7. I don't think it was 6. So this was 6 episodes. It was pretty quick. 6 episodes, at least to me. Each episode, and do not quote me on this because I've kind of stopped looking at the runtime for the Marvel shows, because usually about 10 minutes of it is just the credits, which seems ridiculous, but it literally seems to be that the credits are that long. But I want to say nothing was an hour, nothing was less than 30 minutes. I want to say everything's at around like the 35, 40 minute mark, which makes sense if it was to be on like broadcast TV with all the commercials, would be about around that runtime. I think it's like 42 minutes or something like that. So that made sense to me, but I didn't really see anyone talking about the actual show. Like, if they enjoyed the show, should people watch the show? Until after the finale, I started to see it in my personal social media feeds, which I was like, okay, that's interesting. Comparing it to like the other 3 shows that dropped earlier this year, literally from episode 1 all the way through the finale, in my personal feed, I would see a lot of chatter about the shows. So that was interesting. So let's talk about what I thought about the show. I actually enjoyed it. I mean, I'm also not really surprised that Hawkeye wouldn't do like large viewership numbers, and I'm gonna tell you why. So Hawkeye, which is Clint, is like the adventures of so many characters, and we kind of saw this play out with Black Widow. We all wanted our standalone Black Widow movie, which we got earlier this year, but even going into that, I'm not expecting a Black Widow movie to do like Avengers numbers and not even do like a Captain America like level of numbers. I actually can't remember what Black Widow did. I would have to go back and look at it. But also you have to take into account like everything that's going on with everything being locked down, the movies. It kind of, that movie dropped literally when theaters had just started opening up, or majority of theaters had just started opening back up. But so like I just went into this not expecting it to be as big of a thing, even compared to like WandaVision, because WandaVision was first. Technically, in hindsight, it was not supposed to be first. I believe The Falcon and the Winter Soldier was supposed to be first. But like how things played out, everything kind of gets compared to WandaVision, because WandaVision was such a different show. And I kind of talked about this when I talked about The Falcon and the Winter Soldier. That's such a long name. I need to find out the shorter name for it. But I kind of talked about it when I discussed that episode, because just how I'm looking at it, all these characters are so different. I'm just expecting their individual shows or individual series to be different and compatible to who they are. So seeing WandaVision, how WandaVision played out, I would not expect that same type of a format or even thinking to translate into Falcon and Winter Soldier or for the same thinking to from Falcon and Winter Soldier to translate into Loki, and then Loki, like, you guys get it. Like, I just would not go in thinking that. So everything gets compared to that, but I think we still see articles about it, but it's kind of fallen off because I don't see it as much as I did earlier this year when things were dropping. But again, Hawkeye is not a character that I'm going to expect everyone to be like, oh, I have to watch the Hawkeye series. It's just not that type of character to me. To me, the people I think are going to be the most excited about watching this are going to be avid MCU fans who are just going to watch everything. It doesn't even matter. People who actually like Hawkeye is their favorite character, which I don't want to be like an asshole, but I don't think it's that large a number of people who are just out here like, Hawkeye is my favorite character outside of Kate Bishop. But like, I don't know how like real that number is. And then people who are probably might be Jeremy Renner fans, which there are a lot of Jeremy Renner fans out there. My mom is one of them, surprisingly. I didn't even know that he had a thing or a following like that, but like, he has fans. So going into this, that's what I'm expecting it to be. I'm not expecting it to be this big, like, life-changing thing. I'm also not expecting his story, although everything connects in the MCU in some way. I'm not expecting this series to cause major waves like throughout everything else. Like, yes, something may happen that maybe get called back to and something that comes out in the future, but I'm just not expecting this to cause major waves that it's like, this is something that we have to watch. So that's kind of my thinking going into this. So let's talk about it. I know I said let's talk about it, but we're actually going to talk about it. Again, I actually enjoyed it. I didn't have any problems with it. I thought it was super chill, a chill watch. I felt myself like in just watching to enjoy versus watching it because I knew I was going to have to talk about it. And so therefore I didn't really take notes. And you guys already know how I feel about taking notes on week to week TV shows. But I didn't really take notes on this, but it's a pretty straightforward story. I don't know that I was surprised by much that happened in this. So let's talk about who's in this. Of course, we have Jeremy Renner as Clint. We had Hailee Steinfeld, who plays Kate Bishop, which I was like, I mean, I've seen her in things, but I haven't seen her in a lot of things. And I actually wasn't, like, I had no opinion on, like, her being in this at all. And I think she did a pretty good job. We had Vera Farmiga, which I've never talked about. I don't think I was talking about shows when I was watching her. But, oh my gosh, what's the hotel show? Bates Motel. I watched her in that. I loved her in that. And so when I see Vera Farmiga, I'm like, she's in here for a reason. She's someone important. So her being bad was not a surprise to me. Again, I don't know what happens in the comics. Like, these names are not familiar to me. So I'm not going to be like, oh, they're bad or they're a villain or we should watch out for them. But I was just like, Vera Farmiga's in this. She clearly is going to be playing a big part in like the overall story. That's just how I approached it. And so, it's just kind of like an origin. I don't know. I know people get a little testy when you talk about origin stories. So we won't say origin story, but it's like our introduction to Kate Bishop. I don't know how this plays out in like the future of the MCU. I kind of saw an article that was talking about like the future of the MCU, like who would be our next group of Avengers. I didn't read it. I just saw the title, but you know, we have a lot coming up. We have a lot. Like, I think the next 2 years, there are at least 4 movies dropping at least each year. That's a lot compared to what we've gotten the last couple of years. So it's just a lot of stuff coming out, and it's hard to kind of know. Like, Marvel, they think big picture, so they kind of are like planning out these stories and kind of know what the end goal is, and then the intricate details come after. And I honestly don't know what the big picture is for this phase that we're currently in, like what we're working towards, what it looks like. But we're getting introduced to a lot of new faces and new characters, especially for people who don't follow the comics. And it's kind of like, what are we going to do with all these people? And I've talked about this before, and I've talked about like Marvel TV specifically, and how it's like, oh, initially it was like, oh, they're going to tie into the movies, and then it kind of didn't really play out that way. But we've been seeing, especially recently, some of our own old TV faces coming up in things. And it's kind of like, okay, so does this, and like vice versa, like we're seeing our movie faces now on these TV shows, and it's kind of blurring the line where it's just like, I don't know where we're going to go. And I should say this, if you're new, I don't recap the show because like we all watched it. So like, I'm not going to talk about like a genuine recap. We're just going to talk. I thought I should say that just in case you were expecting me to recap everything, because that's not going to happen. But so it kind of just opens up the door to be like, there's just so many possibilities. And we even see it with, again, I was talking about Black Widow was dropped earlier this year in the summer, and we were introduced to Yelena, who is Natasha's sister. And like her whole drive in being in this is like, she blames Clint for Natasha dying. Like, he's responsible. She's also been hired by Kate's mom to take him out. Cause like, this is kind of like a story, because in Avengers Endgame, like we find out that Clint was essentially out here, like, cause everything that happened with the blip and the snap and his family. And so he was just out here like on a bloodbath, and then he kind of like reeled it back in to help save the world. But he's kind of been struggling with some demons, like that period of his life, Natasha dying, and like the aftermath of that. So he's still kind of, where we meet him is with him dealing with these feelings and that past of him being this brutal, take no names, you're dead type of a person, which I didn't write that character's name down. So sorry, I can't remember. It's not coming to the top of my head, but you guys know who I'm talking about, or what his like alter ego was. But and so we kind of see him dealing with that. And then that kind of comes back up and kind of, what's the word? Not stirs the pot, but like kicks up buried wounds and feelings. And that's kind of how Kate gets dragged into this, which I've talked about this before, where we have like people who just come out of nowhere and just are just super great at like fighting and kicking people's asses and things like that. But I think they try to make up with it for it to be like, oh, she's a very driven person. Like, she looks up to Hawkeye. That's her favorite her favorite Avenger. I mean, they are superheroes, but like in this world, like Avengers are a thing. So that's her favorite Avenger because of like what happened all the way back to the first Avengers, which it was interesting to get that tie-in. Like, this is how long that Hawkeye has had an impact on her life, that he essentially shaped the type of person who she becomes, because she took archery and all this other stuff. And apparently fighting. So they kind of explained it that way, but it was still like, oh, I mean, okay. But yeah, so that was interesting. But we see Yelena get pulled in, and so we have the whole blurred line where like she gets pulled in from the movies, and we knew she was coming in Hawkeye. That's one thing that I knew, that she was going to be in Hawkeye and have a pivotal role. But we also saw like the end credit scene in Black Widow to be like, pretty much expect more. Expect to see her in like future future like either films or TV shows or whatever. So it's still kind of like, I don't know if this what like it looks like in this universe. But then you also have I don't know if you guys can hear, that's the heat. I literally have like gas, because I live in California, gas heat, which freaks me out, because all I think about is like the apartment just going up in flames. But it's also very loud when it lights up. But anyway, that was definitely a sidetrack. But yeah, so So we see that, and we kind of see like the relationship that forms between her and Kate. And there's not only the relationship between Kate and Clint, which is like very special, kind of like he kind of takes her under his wings, not only as like a mentee, but also kind of as like a daughter in a way. If you kind of think about it, especially like how he ends things, he brings her and the dog home to be with his family at Christmas. So it's kind of like a, so I don't, and then also all of our OG Avengers, like I don't even know like where we will see them in the future. Like, will it be actual Avenger things, or is just everyone going to show up in everyone's individual movies? Kind of like how we had freaking Wanda's going to show up in the next Doctor Strange movie. We just saw Doctor Strange and Spider-Man. Like, is that how things are going to work? And are we building up to be like, okay, because you can't put every, it's just too many people. It's just too many people to put in one Avengers movie, if I'm being completely honest. I know I keep harking on like the whole, like what would the future Avengers movie look like? But it's just too many people. So I don't know what that looks like, but we kind of see that relationship, and then we also see a relationship between Yelena and Kate, where it's kind of like they could be friends, they can also go on missions together. Like, do we do another kind of like Black Widow-y type movie, or do they become characters who kind of act like Natasha did, where she was kind of sprinkled throughout everyone's movies? There's just a lot of questions that I have, and I'm just like, it just makes things very interesting to see how it all plays out. And then we also, speaking of old faces, we saw Kingpin, which apparently when it's revealed that that's who Clint keeps like referring to, and then it's finally revealed that it's Kingpin at the end of episode 5. Apparently everyone knew that that's what, that he was making another appearance. I didn't know that, and I was like, oh, okay. And it's exciting because you guys know, if you go listen to any of my Netflix Marvel shows, I was like, hopefully, like when things were ending, I was like, hopefully we'll see these people in the future, because we knew there's like a period of time where they couldn't be used, and now we've seen, this is going to be a Spider-Man spoiler, so either like stop and jump 30 seconds or you can just keep listening, but I'm about to spoil, add a spoiler right here. But we saw in Spider-Man, we saw Daredevil, and then we see Kingpin in Hawkeye. So like we're starting to see people come up. I'm trying to think of, have we seen anyone else from the Marvel world, or Marvel world, the Netflix Marvel shows? I can't think of, if we have, you're probably yelling it at me and I just can't remember it, but but yeah, so I don't know. But overall, I thought the pacing of the show, some moments were a little bit slow, and I was just like, I don't know. Like, even though 6 episodes, I could have seen this being even possibly 4, maybe 5, but I could see being 4, because there are like UK shows that have very, 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 very short seasons, like 3 episodes, 4 episodes. And for some reason, we get a little freaked out if we have to go below 6. It's like, hold your horses, we can't go that low. But also want to shout out Maya Lopez, played by, okay, I hope I don't mess up her first name, you guys know I suck at names, Aliqua Cox, who is our second, I don't know if we would call her a hero yet. I know we'll see her in Echo, which again, you guys know I don't read all the things, so I really don't know, but she is our second disabled, do I call her a superhero, because I don't know if she becomes I think she killed Kingpin. So can someone technically be a hero if they've murdered someone? But like, these Avengers have murdered people, so she could still be a hero. But anyway, she's our second in the in the MCU. In Eternals, we were introduced to Makari, who is deaf. So I don't know, it's like great to see actual, like the diversification of this universe happening on screen. Like, I guess you can technically be like, oh, sorry, always been diverse, but like even more diverse, not only like racially diverse, but like ability diversity and abilities. I don't know, I feel like I just made that up, but it's great to see it happening and seeing like representation across the board, because like then people genuinely feel like they can see themselves in the many different ways and forms that we come in on the screen. So that's my little soapbox moment on that. But yeah, what other moments stood out? Again, I'm assuming Kingpin is dead. We didn't see him die on screen, but we know she pulled the trigger. But like, that doesn't necessarily mean he's dead. You know, when we're talking about these things, they're not dead until you actually see the dead body, so we don't really know, but there is that. So clearly, I feel like we're going to see a lot of these people in the future in a myriad of ways. We just don't know what those ways are. I'm trying to think if I had any other complaints about the season. I feel like I mostly talked about like everything but the actual show, which is fine. I mean, you guys are probably like chilling, preparing for 2022, and you're just like, oh, I'm just listening to this because, you know, Eva dropped a new episode and we gotta listen. But yeah, no, I honestly really didn't have too many issues with the show. I really was pretty relaxed in my watching this, in that I thought about taking notes, but then I was like, I don't really need it. This is not gonna happen. But I enjoyed the characters, and I am excited to see how these characters are woven into future stories. So I want to see Kate Bishop again. Definitely want to see Yelena. I do have to say Florence Pugh is like really great at being Yelena. And again, it's kind of, I always talk about this, but like they perfectly cast everyone throughout the MCU. I just don't know how they do it. Like, as soon as they're cast and you see them multiple times, you're just like, I couldn't imagine anyone else being this character. But like, she does really well. And yeah, so I want to see more from Yelena. I want to see more from Kate, and kind of like how Kate evolves, and does she kind of replace Hawkeye? Oh, the other thing I was going to say is I feel like the future of the MCU is looking very stacked with very capable women, and I am A-okay with that. Because I kind of was thinking that as I was watching the finale of Hawkeye. I was like, I feel like we've seen a lot of women coming up through these last few installments of things. And I feel like we're going to have a pretty stacked side of women superheroes who are going to come out of the other side, which is one thing I will say that Marvel kind of was late on and hasn't really harnessed in a way. And so to see kind of like these women kind of coming up and kind of like gaining the exposure, and then possibly seeing them again in multiple things, I think it's a good thing. So yeah, that's really all I have to say, guys. I want to know what you guys thought about Hawkeye, this season of TV. I'm pretty sure we're only getting one season. All these Marvel things are just like, oh, it's only going to be one season. I think the only thing that we may get another season of is Loki. But like, yeah. So I want to know what you guys thought about Hawkeye, what you think is going to happen for like in the future for these characters. Let me know all the things on social media, on Discord. And I will talk to you guys in the next episode. That's the end of the episode. Thanks for sticking through it to the end. Be sure to follow me on all the social media platforms at currentlybinging on Instagram and at currentbinge on Twitter. Also, hit the subscribe button on whatever platform you listen to podcasts on, and I'll talk to you in the next one.